Cubs manager Joe Maddon makes his first visit to Tropicana Field since leaving the Rays organization, and his current team would make the skipper feel quite at home in St. Petersburg.
3-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a drive to right center field, and the Cubs have just taken a 1-0 lead on Kyle Schwarber's 28th home run of the season. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a yacht rocket down the left field line. That's going to get down and go into the corner. Dickerson over to go get it. Has a little trouble with it. Russell to third. He's going to be waved home. Echeverria's throw to the plate now is not going to happen, as he had a little trouble on the transition. It'll be an RBI double for Javi Baez. 2-0 Chicago. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Center field fairly deep. Jay going back to the wall, and it is gone! A towering home run by Brad Miller. Just tucked over the wall in front of the Ray tank. And for Brad, his 8th home run of the season, and the Rays have cut the lead in half. It's 2-1. Now the lefty ready in the pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Change speeds on him. And then Souza Jr. is swinging through it, and that will retire the side.
And the pitch is lifted in the air to deep center field. Kiermaier ranging back to the 404 sign. Jumps up, makes the catch. Another one for Kiermaier, and slams into the wall to retire the side. What a week for Kevin Kiermaier. Flying through the air and landing up against the padding in straightaway center field.
The 1-2 pitch to Miller. Swing and a miss. Ball down to the dirt, picked by Contreras, and he tags him out. And now the pitch from Davis. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. Kiermaier couldn't get it. Two gone here in the ninth, and now it's up to Steven Souza Jr., who's in the throes of an offer. Davis, deep breath, now ready with the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Chicago Cubs, behind Mike Montgomery, Pedro Strop, Carl Edwards Jr., and Wade Davis, one hit the Rays.
The Cubs combine on a one-hitter as they beat the Rays 2-1. So Joe Maddon gets the win against his former club. Mike Montgomery allows just the one hit over six innings, and Chicago has now won a season-high 7 straight games. So the Rays bats fall silent on Tuesday against the defending world champions. Here's the Tampa Bay skipper, Kevin Cash.
Really well-pitched ball game on both teams' front. I thought Arch was good. It was good to see Arch bounce back. He's had some rough starts here. It was nice to see him really bounce back. You know, he gave up the home run to Schwarber on a 3-2 pitch. And then after that, I mean, the other run that came in, I think Dickey kind of bobbled the ball out there a little bit. I don't know if he would have scored or not, ended up scoring or not, but I felt we had a play on him at home regardless. But at the end of the day, Arch threw the ball well. Our bullpen came in some pretty high leverage situations to keep it right there, give the opportunity to the offense to get back in there or tie it up, did everything they could. As far as the Cubs, you know, Montgomery was tough. He had a lot of late movement. He was able to mix his pitches in. He dropped his curveball in really well, but the cutter-sinker combo, I think, really was kind of his bread and butter tonight with some late action as it was crossing the zone.
Going back to August 11th, Dan Jennings has an ERA under 2. What do you think are some of the differences that you're seeing in him right now?
I think the biggest difference is that he's starting to use his breaking ball more. You know, he came over, he was pretty fastball heavy for a little while, which is, it's a good pitch for him. It's a sinker. He gets a lot of guys to hit on the ground. But I think when you get into the AL East, you got to be able to spin it a little bit more than maybe some other leagues. And that's allowed him to have some success.
What do you think about Souza's hustle to get Ian Happ out at second?
It was a great play. I like the way Souza performed all night, even the ground ball. I mean, he caused that error by their shortstop because when he popped up, he was busting it down the line. And then that play, you know, he did a nice job getting to the ball. It looked like he stuck the brakes on it and stopped it right there and made one of the better throws I've ever seen him make, right on the money.
Kevin, not being a smart ass, but how do you look at the race now?
Well, I don't know what everybody else has done. I would say, in fairness, we're a very, very long shot. I mean, we talked about it before the game. We needed to find a way to win a bunch of games in a row. We did not do that tonight. So, you know, we can start back up tomorrow and look to continue winning. But we need a lot of things to go our way, and some other teams need things to go really, really sour quickly for them. So it's long odds, there's no doubt.
The Yankees and the Red Sox bring a lot of fans in this ballpark.
Yep.
Tonight the Cubs brought a ton more.
Yep.
How do you deal with that when you see your own home team not?
You know what? We appreciate the fans for coming in. You know what? It's a passionate fan base that the Chicago Cubs have, especially after winning a World Series. I think a lot of fans were here to show support to Joe, rightfully so. Ben Zobrist, those guys that, I mean, they were here through some really, really special times in the Rays organization. We appreciate the guys coming out and cheering on their team. That's part of it.
Steven Souza Jr. finished 0-for-4 in the game with two strikeouts. He's batting .236 for the year.
We're running out of time. We got 11 games left. We know what we need to do, and so it's an unfortunate loss.
Was Montgomery doing anything special out there tonight?
He was getting a few calls that were pretty exceptionally off. Had his changeup going good today. He was locating his fastball pretty well. He was throwing his changeup in hitters' counts where he needed to. Anytime you can, you know, throw your changeup when you want to in a hitter's count and mix up that cutter to lefties was pretty good today. You got to tip your cap to him. He was on.
Chris Archer delivers a quality start in defeat. The right-hander gives up 2 runs over 6. He's now 9-11 on the year.
I had all three of my pitches going pretty well. I felt strong on the mound for the first time in a few weeks. So I think that was the biggest component. But, you know, it wasn't enough. We lost. It stinks. And having 25,000 Cub fans here wasn't very fun either.
Yeah, what is that like when you're on the mound in your home ballpark and you're hearing Cubs fans cheering?
It's weird. I didn't know we had that many people from Chicago, Illinois, Midwest area in Tampa, but I guess we do. It was just weird for you know, their players to come out and get announced and just get so much love. It was strange. It felt like we were in Citi Field playing the Yankees. Honestly, felt very similar to that. And I'm not being critical. It was just crazy how much royal blue there was out there. When Wilson Contreras ran out to warm up the pitcher, like, he had a standing O. I've been here for however long and seen some really, really good players come, and I've never seen anybody get as much love when they ran out of the dugout to warm up than some of their players did. It was just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was more so than he gets the Texas Yankees,
yeah,
who usually bring a good traveling.
Yeah. I get it. You know, a lot of people are transplants from other areas, and a lot of people love Joe Maddon, which they should. It was just a little weird. I felt like it was definitely more of a road environment as opposed to a home environment tonight.
The Rays will try to salvage a split of their two-game series with the Cubs on Wednesday. Blake Snell will make the start.